Feed of the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. Our webpage is www.scaredmonkeys.com/radio. We're having some streamer server issues right now. Hopefully we'll get them fixed by 9 o'clock Eastern. If not, we have a backup stream available. And of course, if you're listening to the backup stream, you know that. Tonight at 9 Eastern, the Dana Pretzer Show, Jossie Manser will be here to talk about the breaking developments in the search for Natalie Holloway and what part he has had to do with that. So that's part two of my interview with Jossie Manser. He was on last show, and he'll be on again tonight here on the Dana Pretzer Show on Scared Monkeys Radio.
Mustang Sally, guess who better slow than Mustang down? Mustang Sally, my baby,
And you're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network, or a new server version of the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. The regular Scared Monkeys radio server is out to lunch, and so is the guy that fixes it. So we will use this stream as a backup stream. Regardless, Jossie Manser will join me here tonight on the Dana Pretzer Show. That starts in about 7 minutes. What we'll do is we'll take your calls, if you have questions for Jossie or anything else, from the start of the show, which is 9 o'clock Eastern, till the show. You know, I should put this on the air. It's a research guy calling here right now, but I'm not going to, and I'll move for that. We'll be right back here on Scared Monkeys Radio.
Okay.
He left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep when I find a way things might help him. A big wheel that keep on turning, a proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling on a river. I cleaned a lot of fleas down in Memphis. I pumped a lot of paint down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city till I hit to ride on a riverboat queen. I said, the big wheel keep on turning, I may keep on turning. So I'm rolling. You're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, cause you have no money. Here up on the river, I'm happy to give. I said, I'm just willing to keep on playing. I'm there to keep on playing. So I'm rolling, rolling.
Pretty.
And I, oh,
Okay, good evening. This is the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name is Dana Pretzer. It's December the 11th, 2006. We're in a different server tonight. The regular Scared Monkeys Radio server is acting up, so we're working on this one. Hopefully you were able to find us okay and the stream is okay. In a minute, the Dana Pretzer Show, and tonight, Jossie Mansour joins us to talk more about those breaking developments in Aruba. Should be a good show. Okay, we're back. This is the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. Again, my apologies. We're having some streaming issues, some server issues on the regular Scared Monkeys radio server. So we're using this one as a backup, and I think it's been posted enough places. So if you do hear from someone that's wondering how they can get the show, they're having problems listening where they normally listen, just tell them to go to scaredmonkeys.com, and you'll see a message posted there on how you can tune in to the show. Jossie Mansour joins me in about 15 minutes to talk about this tape. And, you know, contrary to the folks at the lineup, the information on that tape or the breaking news that there was a tape of Jossie and Gerald Dompeg talking about the Kelpo brothers and Joran Vandersloot was actually first heard about on Scared Monkeys Radio, not the lineup. So we'll bring Jossie back tonight here in about 15 minutes to talk about what's been going on and the effect of the lineup program the other night, and now that the tape has become public, what kind of reaction has happened. And, of course, we'll take your questions for Jossie right now at 1-877-842-7884, 1-877-842-7884. That's toll free. I'll jot down as many questions as I can, and we'll try and get them answered from Jossie Mansour tonight. It's been an interesting week. Finally, some news for the Holloway Twitty family that they can glean a little hope from. It also proves a lot as far as the corruption and collusion that has gone on in that island that we call Aruba, and the misinformation that has been broadcast since then. And hopefully the breaking revelations that Jossie Mansour has come out with will help in finally getting some answers and getting a proper investigation done and some consequences to those who have committed crimes in this case. But what I thought I'd do from now until the 15 minutes after the hour is take your questions about this particular set of circumstances, and I will ask Jossie as soon as I get him on the air. Again, I apologize that we're having some server problems tonight, and we'll try and get those solved as quickly as we can. That's where why we're using the backup server here on Scared Monkeys Radio, and it's always nice to have a backup because it just happens that way sometimes. Just a minute here. Got to fix that. And, you know, it seems like when it rains, it pours. I know how much hard work that Tom and Red go to keep things going, and I think it was a motherboard on the computer server that, you know, that hosts the show and all sorts of stuff. I think that's what happened. And it's going, but it's not completely fixed yet. But we're certainly working on it. Hi, you're on Scared Monkeys Radio.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
This is Layla's mom from Scared Monkeys.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. So this has been quite a week or 2 weeks, I guess, or whatever it's been. And it's nice to see some people squirming. And hopefully Jossie will have some more interesting information for us tonight.
That's true. It has been interesting. There's always questions that everybody keeps having. And if you don't mind, would you ask Jossie just a couple of these for me if you have time?
Sure.
I'd like to know what the general consensus on the location of Natalie's body is. Is it in the ocean or on the land, or was it ever put in the ocean, or could it have been placed in the ocean and then later retrieved and brought and buried on land or something to that effect?
Okay, that's a good question. I just jotted that down.
And then another one I would really like to know is who on Aruba has the ultimate power to make a cover-up of this magnitude happen?
Okay. Yeah, you know, and it's just one of those things. It's just one of those things. Ultimate power, I don't know, but that's a good question. I'll bet you Jossie can answer it somehow.
Well, I appreciate it, Dana. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye. This is Scared Monkeys Radio. Yeah, getting an email saying, I feel like the $6 million man, you're breaking up, you're breaking up. Well, this is a backup server. We're having some technical difficulties with the Scared Monkeys server, and this is just something that we're going to have to put up with until we can get the other one up and running. Hopefully, yeah, see, it's not going still. Hopefully this won't be too much of an inconvenience for you, and my apologies, but that's the best that we can do this evening. 1-877-842-7884, 1-877-842-7884. You can call in and ask a question for Jossie Mansour, who will join me in about 11 minutes here on Scared Monkeys Radio. If you missed the program or aren't able to listen live, you can always download the podcast. Podcasts are available half an hour, 45 minutes after the program or the next day for sure. So if you're having some problems, we are having server difficulties tonight. And I know there are a lot of you that are out there wanting to listen. I can't do anything about it. I'm sorry. The regular server, stream server that we use is down, and we can't find our server repairman to get it going. So it's just one of those things that we'll have to deal with the best we can. If it gets fixed between now and the start of the program here, or the start of the interview, I should say, in about 10 minutes, I'll be the first one to let you know. But if you're having some breakups, some difficulties right now in listening to the show, my apologies. It's just nothing I can do about it right now until we can get the other streamer going. 1-877-842-7884, 1-877-842-7884. You can call in and ask me a question to ask Jossie Mansour, who again will be here in just a few minutes to follow up on what's been going on in the island of Aruba, and especially since this breaking information that came out here on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day it was. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Dana. This is Sue from Scared Monkeys. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I got a couple of questions for Jossie.
Sure.
If Karen goes after a rape charge and the boys are found guilty or not guilty, whatever the case may be, can they then again go after a murder charge if the evidence comes forward under their law?
Okay.
And my second question is, Paulus went to court and was eliminated as a suspect, so to speak, and it was awarded money, and Karen was going to appeal that decision, and I was wondering if Paul received this money.
Okay, just a minute. Let me catch up. I'm going to put here, did Paulus get his payoff?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right. I'm sure if he's able to answer, he will answer. What do you think of all this information that's come out here? The critics will say, why did Jossie take so long to bring this forward? I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Well, and I've thought that also. You know, why are you sitting on this information? But also, when you see all the bumbling that's going on down there, who wants to give anything to the authorities down there?
Yep. I think, and I'm paraphrasing here, I think Jossie said he wanted to keep it close to his vest because nobody can be trusted, or very few can be trusted in Aruba, and I accept that explanation for sure.
Oh, well, I accept it also. It's, you know, we can see that there's just nothing but corruption and everything else down there, and you know, this is just a really sad case,
yep.
And you know, I appreciate Jossie so much for, you know, doing his diligence down there, and everybody from Scared Monkeys and you and Blogs for Natalie, and, mm-hmm. you know, we all have to stick together because we can't let this one go down.
Yep, that's what it's all about. I'm just curious, are you listening live, are you? Is the feed going okay?
Because... Well, you were beeping in and out on me. I have my headset off, so I don't hear the show right now.
Okay.
But it was kind of cutting in and out, and...
Well, we are having some server trouble tonight. We're trying to find Tom to fix it. He's our repairman, but he's AWOL, I guess. But we'll track him down somewhere.
Okay. Well, if I miss the show, I'll make sure I'll listen to it later.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Dana. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-877-842-7884. 1-877-842-7884. And again, my apologies if you are listening and getting some feed breakup. It's a technical issue that we're having with the regular. I'm going to try it again. If you hear kind of a clunking noise, I know I can't get in it. The regular Scared Monkeys radio server is down. I think it was a problem with a motherboard on the computer, something like that. And I know Tom has been working his fanny off, trying to get everything back up and running, but this is one of the things that obviously didn't get back up and running, so that's why we're using a backup server to air the show tonight. And this was a last night decision to bring Jossie back on the air, but I think we needed to do some more follow-up, even though the lineup show was good and there was information there, there could be a lot more that obviously can be shared with you. 1-877-842-7884. That's toll free. 1-877-842-7884. And I will take calls after my interview with Jossie also to discuss what he has had to say and any other questions you have. And yeah, we will stay on top of this story because it's something that, well, I won't say it was dead in the media. I know we kept it as alive as we could, and the folks at Fox News were doing as best a job as they could to keep information flowing. But this breaking information that's been going on here for the last week or two is certainly a breath of fresh air, at least we hope, and will maybe turn the tables a little bit or get some people's rears in gear over in that island of Aruba and get us some answers. And get the family some answers that they absolutely deserve. But now we have about 5 minutes for you to ask some questions of Jossie Manser. You can by calling 1-877-842-7884. That's toll free again, 1-877-842-7884. And again, if I'm cutting in and out and breaking up a little bit, my apologies. It's a backup server. It was only supposed to be used for emergencies, and I guess this is one. We had a show planned, and we weren't able to get on the stream as usual. I think what I'll do right now is take a break here on the Scared Monkeys Radio Network, and we'll come back here in a couple of minutes and have Jossie Manser. So get yourself comfortable. Get ready. It should be a interesting interview here on the Scared Monkeys Radio Network.
She would love me so, but in time I realized she had a pair of roving eyes. I remember the nights we dated, always acting sophisticated, talking about high society. Oh, then she tried to make a fool out of me. They call her, she always wears.
floor. She buys them at the 5 and 10 cent store. She wants to be just like a sausage before. Even though she's the girl next door, they gonna broke my heart. She always wears charms, diamonds, pearls galore. She buys them at the 5 and 10 cent store. She wants to be just like a sausage of four. Even though she's down next door. Whoa.
In the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is alright, as long as I'm with you.
As long as I'm with you.
In a faraway land, on a tropic sea sand, if your hand's in my hand, I won't be blue. On a mountain, way down in the valley, I know I'll be happy any place, anywhere. I don't care in the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is alright, long as you are there.
Okay, we're back. This is the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name is Dana Pretzer. If you've been following the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, the information that has happened here in the last couple of weeks, we would say is probably as groundbreaking and as earth-shattering as we've heard in a long time. And one of the men behind this information, and thank heavens for him, is Jossie Mansour, the managing editor of Dario. Welcome back to the show, Jossie.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. It's been an interesting 2 weeks. You first mentioned the tape on my program when I last spoke to you. You were on the lineup program with Kimberly Guilfoyle and brought forward the tape. It's, for lack of a better term, something that this case has needed a good jump start for a long time. My first question to you, and I have lots for you, and I appreciate your time this evening, sir, is what made you bring forward the tape at this time?
You know, I had to bring it forward because the case was lagging here. Not much was being done on it.
Right.
And since we have very important information on the tape, I said, well, it's about time for me to bring it to the attention of the Aruban people and the American people so that they know exactly what happened to Natalie, at least in the sense of the moral crime committed against her, and certified, confirmed by the lead investigator at that time.
Have you heard from Gerald Dompeg since this tape has been released?
No, not at all.
Do you expect to hear from Gerald Dompeg?
No, I don't think so. He no longer belongs to the police corps.
Right.
I don't even know if he's in a room. I know he set up a security business now, going to dedicate himself to offering security to businesses, hotels, etc. But I'm not aware of his presence here.
Have you heard from the prosecution team?
Nothing whatsoever, no.
It's interesting, Jossie, that since you've brought this tape forward, some of the lawyers involved who were quite vocal in the news media have all of a sudden become very quiet in the news media, and I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Well, I've noticed that also, even here in Aruba, no? Especially the lawyer for Joran and the two lawyers for the Calpu brothers. The way to explain it is that now we have a direct confirmation of what we knew from the beginning but couldn't confirm. And that is that these three suspects molested this girl according to our laws.
Right.
Committed a moral crime against her because she was not conscious. She was going in and out of consciousness. And if someone is not conscious, how can she consent? Impossible. So whatever they did to her, and they did a lot because they admitted it to the police, to the interrogators, was done without her will because she wasn't conscious.
I don't think cover-up is too strong a word in this case. In fact, I think it's an accurate word. And one of the questions that came up to me to ask you, Jossie, is who would have the power in Aruba to orchestrate something like this, or was it a group effort, or is just this bad investigation?
It's not a bad investigation per se, because the people investigating the crime at that time were very gung-ho. They wanted to solve this case. Dompik was dead set in solving it, but something happened in the meantime. I mean, I believe, now this is just an opinion, I believe that the pressure came from above, perhaps even from Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's not forget that Paul van der Sloot has a very political and powerful brother in Holland, Marco van der Sloot. He belongs to the VVD party. I mean, they handled defense and police work. So there could be, I'm not saying this, I'm not accusing this man of anything, but I'm saying the possibility exists that the influence could have come from Holland to try to save this kid by whatever means possible.
Speaking of Paulus van der Sloot, who was found no longer to be a suspect in this case, and he was awarded money from the court as far as compensation goes. Do you know, Jossie, was he ever paid that money, or was there any sort of appeal process made on that?
Well, we have no way of knowing that, no. I haven't heard anything about an appeal by the prosecution, and I have absolutely no way of knowing. I think very few people would have a way of knowing whether they paid him off, whatever the judge awarded him. I think it was about 25,000 guilders, about $12,000.
Something like that. American civil attorney Joe Tacopina lost his mind, in my opinion, here a few weeks back on that same lineup program. And to quote your editorial, he acted like a spoiled brat whose pacifier was yanked from his mouth. His voice was full of anger and despair, but with those emotional outbursts, he's not going to change the reality of the case. His client, Joran van der Sloot, committed a moral crime against Natalie, and I think that nails it exactly, Jossie. I asked you last time a little bit about Joe Tacopina, and I'm going to ask you again. A lawyer who always issues threats of wanting to sue people, yet comes forward and makes some disparaging comments, very unprofessional comments about yourself and others. You've been in this business a long time, and I'm sure it didn't bother you that much, but Joran van der Sloot is studying and walking the streets right now, and Natalie Holloway isn't. Is this fair?
No, it isn't. I've always held that position, and I'll always hold it until we have the solution to the case. No, it isn't. I don't think this kid should be studying while Natalie is not there, especially now that we have the reconfirmation that Joran van der Sloot molested her in the car, committed a moral crime against her. I mean, that is a fact. That is no speculation, no deduction, a fact.
When and if, and we hope that it does happen, that Karen Janssen or whoever the prosecuting attorney may be at that time charges these boys with a rape case, is it possible for them to be charged with rape and later with homicide if that is proven?
Of course it is. I mean, on the tape, it wasn't passed on the lineup, but on the tape, Jarrod Dompik says to me directly, listen, we're going to get them for this because we have the proof and the admissions of the three suspects. We're going to get them for this moral crime for a period of about 8 years. Then we will go for the larger or the bigger picture, which is murder. So there's nothing in the law that says that because you bring a charge against them for rape, for a moral crime that you cannot go for them at a later date? Of course you can.
One of the questions that have come up here recently, Jossie, is the DeVries program. And I know I asked you last time when you were on my show, but I'll ask again because that's come up. As far as DeVries, if he's planning any follow-up, and are you planning any follow-up as far as more parts of the tape that weren't shown on Fox News?
Of course I am. I want the whole tape to be shown because there's a lot of information on there that hasn't come out before with the confirmation as positively as it is on the tape by the lead investigator. That's as far as the tape is concerned. I think that Mr. DeVries in Holland, who has a very good program, he's a very popular man in Holland, he's done this kind of work all his life. So I don't see why people should be making disparaging remarks about him too, which were made. But anyway, DeVries has every intention of continuing his investigation in this case to the end. That he told us directly.
Has Fox News contacted you about airing more of your video?
No, not yet, but I'm sure they will.
There are other sources also on the Internet, you know, Scared Monkeys and other places, too, that I'm sure would be glad to put that whole video up on the Internet for people to see. I'm curious, Jossie, with Beth Twitty and Dave Holloway, have you heard from them since this all has happened?
I haven't heard from them, but I'm aware of everything they're doing. I admire Beth and Dave very much. I mean, they are fighting for the recuperation of her daughter, or whatever is left of her, if that is the case. And I think that they are very steadfast and very firm in their intentions and will continue to do this job. I haven't had any personal contact with them for a couple of weeks now. But I'm very well up to date as to everything they're doing now.
I'm sure they're very thankful for everything that you've done, too, and we all are, Jossie. A question that's come up, and this may be just speculation on your part, is there anything in the tape or any indication that has come to you as far as where Natalie's body may be? Was it dumped in the ocean, or what kind of information might you have on that?
Everything indicates the ocean. On the tape, Jared Dompik says it very specifically. They were observing these kids all the time, and whenever searches were going on land, they were laughing, they were happy, whatever, mm-hmm. under observation of the police. But whenever there were searches going on the ocean, they went into panic. And there's another point here to be made, which is also a deduction that we do about the sharks.
Right.
I mean, Joran says that Natalie asked him to take her to see sharks. Forget it. This guy had all this thing planned. That's another one of his big, big lies and cover-ups. Because I believe that what he was saying is that in case anything of Natalie appeared in the ocean, her remains or whatever, then they would have an excuse. Well, a wave came in and sucked her into the ocean, and the shark got to her. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
It's possible. No, I'm not saying that's a fact, but why else would he mention this?
Well, I'll say something that is a fact, that Natalie did run into sharks, and they are the Kelpel brothers and Joran Vandersloot. If you're just tuning in, Jossie Manser, managing editor of Dario, is with me here now. In fact, maybe I just discredited sharks a little bit by making that comparison. One of the quotes from your tape, Jossie, from Gerald Dompig, and I'm reading here, it says, interesting, when Kelpel lied by they dropped her, no, they were still at the salt pen. That is, for us, something credible. A salt pen is a flat, expansive ground with salt and other minerals. Is Dompig talking about that open area in front of the racket club, or what does he mean on your tape when he's talking about the salt pen?
You know, he doesn't specify. There are no specifics involved in that. But we are very certain by now that these three suspects, when they had Natalie in the car, they drove around with her. They never went to the beach. That's another lie that these people invented to cover themselves. They took Natalie to his apartment or to the house of Paul van der Sloot. I mean, that has been admitted to. In a confrontation that was organized by the police between Joran and Satish and Deepak, Satish and Joran had different versions of it. Joran claims They never left him. They never dropped him off at his apartment. Sati says, we did drop you there.
Right.
So we have a contradiction there. But I believe from the beginning, and I believe this very, very strongly, that they never took her to the beach directly from Carlos and Charlie's. They took her to that apartment or the house of Paul von der Sloot.
Joe Tacopina has said very clearly on news media shows all across the United States and North America that he believes that this case will never come to court. I'm curious your thoughts on that, Jossie.
He's very wrong. I don't know where he gets this information from. Of course this case is coming to court. And I think that it's coming to court within the next 3 months. Karen Jansen guaranteed that this case is going to court, and they will make charges, present charges against these three suspects.
If you're just tuning in, Jossie Mansour, managing editor of Rodario, is here with me, and we're talking more about the breaking news that has come from Aruba in regards to the search for Natalie Holloway. A question here, Jossie, it says, is there any way for you to check, or maybe you know about if Antonio Carlos' law firm is representing the government of Aruba in any legal dealings? So is there a conflict there?
You know, I have no knowledge of that. The lawyers for the government are other lawyers. I haven't heard of cases in which Antonio Carlo or his law office is involved for the government. They use other lawyers for their cases in court.
Another question that's come in, and again, if you have questions for Jossie Mansour, you can try and email them to me. We'll get to them as quick as we can. It says, in the very early stages of Natalie's investigation, with the case that you were, Jossie, you were interviewed and you were speaking about the Gardner witness. I recall in this interview, Jossie said something that he'd been having Joran followed for several days. I did not understand what Jossie meant by that, and nothing else was ever mentioned about it. Could you ask Jossie what he was referring to? And in the early stages of the interviews with Fox, was he having Joran followed, and what came about that?
Who was having Joran followed? We weren't having Joran followed.
Or was Joran being followed by someone? The emailer is asking, they're, I guess, thinking that you had said that you were having Joran van der Sloot followed.
No, absolutely not. We never had anyone followed. I mean, we do this kind of work out of a journalistic point of view. We're investigating this from a journalist point of view, not as policemen. We don't follow people and see what they're doing or what they're up to. We investigate the case. We try to bring up witnesses. And that's another thing that Joe Tacopino said that I found very, very uncalled for. And that is that we brought in this witness and that witness and the other witness. People have to understand this, no? Every single clue that comes in, every single hint that we get, we follow. Sometimes we get witnesses that don't work out, that are just out of bounds with this case or out of contact with the case. But sometimes we get some witnesses that are really very powerful, like the gardener, for example. The gardener's story, or his version of what happened, has never been disqualified, not even in court. He stood fast with what he said, that he did see the three suspects by the racket club early that morning, about 3 o'clock in the morning. That has never been disproven legally.
If you were to make a prediction, and maybe this is an unfair question for me to ask you, Jossie, if you were to make a prediction on this case, and I know you mentioned 3 months here in the last little while, what do you think is going to happen? And will the contents of your tape, when they come out completely, break this case wide open?
I think it will help break it open, yes, because there's no way of hiding from this truth anymore, from these facts that the lead investigator has confirmed without any question of doubt. I think the case will be broken. I think that the guilty parties will be rearrested. And I think that the case will come to court. And we'll see what happens once that is so.
Jossie Mansour, managing editor of Dario, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll stay in touch and have you on again. And keep your chin up. You're doing good work. It's appreciated by everyone out here. Thanks, Jossie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Jossie Mansour from Dario. We'll be right back.
Gonna tell that Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a music, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, long, tall, Sally, she's a big piece of guy. Everything that Uncle John needs, oh, baby. Coming and he ducked back in the alley, oh baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. In the alley, oh baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. We're gonna have some fun tonight. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Ooh, have some fun tonight. Everything's alright. Have some fun. Have me some fun tonight.
Here we come. Walking down the street, get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We go where we want to, do what we like to do. We don't want time to get restless. There's always something new.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say.
Anywhere, just look over your shoulder. Guess who'll be standing there?
Okay, I'm back. This is Dana Pretzer on the Dana Pretzer Show on Scared Monkeys Radio, and I played the monkey song because we have an honorary monkey on the phone who turned, well, you turned 29 today, didn't you, Tim?
You know what? Today I turned 60 years old.
60 years old. How are you doing, sir? Tim Miller from Texas Equisearch, ladies and gentlemen, and it's his birthday.
You know, we're doing okay. We're actually, I've got a big surprise birthday party coming on for me tonight, which is overwhelming. I was really supposed to be getting on an airplane before long to go to South Carolina for the missing couple over there, but I just talked to relatives. The vehicle's been found. The couple's been found, too. They've been positively identified. There's a autopsy going to be done. And unfortunately, there's a couple out there that's not going to have a birthday again.
Right. I saw that. And it's sad news for sure. Tim, while I have you on the air, and again, happy birthday for myself and all my listeners, I'm curious your thoughts on the information that has come out recently in the search for Natalie Holloway. I just had Jossie Mansour on, and the news media has been abuzz with the tape and Dom Pegg and civil lawyers and all this kind of stuff going on right now. I'm curious to get your thoughts on that.
But you know what? I think it's overdue. I think that Aruba is now against Aruba.
Right.
I think there was a small handful of people. Of course, there was some corruption going there. Was there a cover-up going up there? Aruba, people are talking about the cover-up now. I think Aruba wants this over with as much as we do. Nobody wants Natalie back more than Dave Holloway and Beth Twitty. So, you know, everybody thought that case would go away, but guess what? It's not going to do that.
You said on my program a few months back that it, in your heart and in your mind that Natalie is in the ocean. Jossie Mansour just said the same thing here about 5 minutes ago. Do you think that we'll ever be able to get back and conduct a proper search or the search that you want to conduct for Natalie in the ocean?
You know what? There's only one thing from stopping that search. And, no, there's 150,000 things stopping that search.
Right.
And every one of them is a dollar.
Yep.
$150,000, which sounds like a ton of money. In today's world, it's not that much. $150,000. I think that we can do a search, and that is no profit. And it sounds like we're trying to put a price tag on what we're doing. We're not. This is going to be the cost to do that search and bring Natalie home. Natalie deserves to be brought home. I truly believe with the equipment that's available to us right now, the information we got from Dante, we can go over there and find Natalie and bring her home, and we can all go to a funeral in Birmingham. Aruba can put their life back together too. Everybody can put their life back together, but Natalie needs to be brought home. So, do I think Natalie can be found? I'm almost positive she can. I'm not going to say positive. I'm going to say I'm very optimistic she can be.
Give the folks a plug for the Texas EquiSearch website, Tim.
Do I? No, I'm sorry.
Can you give the folks a plug for the Texas EquiSearch website? How can they find out more information about your organization?
You know what? We can make it very simple. www.txeq.org.
Tim Miller, it's always a pleasure. You're welcome on my show anytime. Go and enjoy your birthday, and many happy returns from me and Scared Monkeys Radio.
Well, thank you. All been very supportive of us, and, you know, together we can make a difference in this world, and we can bring people like Natalie home and many other ones that aren't as high profile as Natalie that we have brought home.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Birthday boy, Tim Miller. Now it's your turn. 1-877-842-7884. 1-877-842-7884. I'm sorry about the server issue tonight. Normally we don't use the server or have as many people on the server as we do. In fact, I just caught hell from the people that allow me to use the server. This is strictly a backup only. But the Scared Monkeys radio server is down. They've had some problems. They had to replace a motherboard. And I'm sure that will get up and running soon. This show will be available on podcast soon if you miss part of it or you're having problems connecting to it. 1-877-842-7884. That's toll-free, 1-877-842-7884. Do I want to see that whole video of Jossie Mansour and Gerald Dompig? Absolutely, I do. Some are saying that this really isn't breaking news, that it's no different than what has already been heard and known. Maybe. A lot are saying that it's not, that this is stuff that just proves the corruption and the collusion that has been going on in that island, and that how this investigation could have turned easily a long time ago. But now it's your turn. If you're interested, toll free, 1-877-842-7884. 1-877-842-7884. You can call in and make your comments. Again, if we are having technical difficulty or it is a bandwidth issue, this stream is not meant for this amount of listeners. And again, we may have to shut it down here, in fact, in a little bit because there's just too much bandwidth going out. But I will stay on the air for a few more minutes to get your comments if you feel necessary. Normally, the stream can be heard live at www.scaredmonkeys.com/radio. That's www.scaredmonkeys.com/radio. You can listen to my daily commentary. You can listen to podcasts of past shows, download them, play them right from the website. Do whatever you have to do. It's appreciated. One last call for calls. We may end up even a little early tonight. 1-877-842-7884. Is this just something that we already knew, or is this information from Jossie Mansour and DeVries and others actually going to make a difference in solving this case? This case that has gone on way too long, that has turned into a media circus in some cases, and has really degraded and chastised people that don't deserve to be degraded and chastised. Because all we're wanting to do is find Natalie and have her brought home. As Tim Miller said very well, and I don't think there's anybody who can talk more about searching for Natalie than Tim Miller from Texas EquiSearch. Okay, again, 1-877-842-7884. If you're not calling because you can't hear me because of the stream issues, I understand that. I think what we'll do, because there's a little bit of a delay, I'll just wait and see if a call pops in after the delay. And if there isn't, then we'll just call it a night, and hopefully Tom can get this server up and running, and you can listen to the archive of the program, which should be available maybe even tonight, if not tomorrow morning for sure. And for our next show, I'm sure the Scared Monkeys radio stream, which has an unlimited capacity as far as listeners goes and quality, that you'll be able to tune in there and not have much problem. So, my name is Dana Pretzer. This is the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. Thanks to Jossie Mansour and Tim Miller for joining me. Make sure and check out the webpage at www.scaredmonkeys.com/radio. Thanks a lot. Good night, and we'll see you next show.